A Jewish Journal article, Jews for America. In the wake of the alarming rise in anti-Semitism since the massacre of October 7, American Jews have been understandably focused on fighting back and defending themselves. Whether it's through condemnations or legal measures or demonstrations, Jews are in the throes of a battle against those who wish us harm. That battle, which we might call Jews for Jews, is critically important and must continue. But as we fight that battle, let's not forget perhaps an even bigger one, one we might call Jews for America. I bring this up because of the positive reactions I received from a piece I wrote 2 weeks ago, titled, Fighting for Jews by Fighting for America. America today is broken, I wrote, and the more it is broken, the worse it is for the Jews. The essence of the piece is that everything we know and love about America, American ideals, American optimism, the American dream, the American story itself has been turned upside down. So, given our long history of contributing to the welfare of this country, who better than the Jews to step up during America's time of need? The good news is that Jews for America is already real and happening. Just three significant examples. Yeshiva University, YU, is behind a scholarly initiative to restore the American story. Joe Lonsdale is behind an inspirational movement called American Optimism. And Michael Milken is building an aspirational center for advancing the American dream. There are many other examples. The point is, contributing to America is in the Jewish DNA. That message, however, is not getting out. There's a lot of Jews for Jews noise in the air, but not much of Jews for America. What is the value of getting the Jews for America message out, you might ask? Plenty. First, Jews for America completes the picture. Yes, Jews fight for their own, but they never forget to fight for their American country. Second, it directly counters the anti-Semitic canard that Jews put the interest of Israel ahead of that of America. And third, greater awareness of Jews for America improves our optics. It's not enough to focus solely on grievance and victimhood, even when it's justified. At heart, Jews don't enjoy being victims. It's forced on us. At heart, we're builders, creators, innovators, contributors. We helped build America from its very birth and haven't stopped. That needs to get out. Finally, let's not forget Jewish pride. Jews, especially Jewish college students, have been under siege for months. They need to know their story is not just about fighting haters, but about how their people have contributed so much to America. That'll provide not just a morale boost, but a major source of pride. We often talk about the importance of Jewish education. Well, what Jews have done and continue to do for this great country ought to be a crucial part of that education. In addition to our regular coverage of the fight against anti-Semitism, the Journal is now working on an initiative to support, promote, and reinforce, through our platforms, how so many Jews have contributed and continue to contribute to America. We plan to call it, of course, Jews for America. Jewish is in our name, and America is in our mission. Stay tuned.